I've been working on, you know, obviously playing with a smaller cast that comes from the healing time taking place, you know, day to day, as well as becoming more comfortable dealing with the pain, as well as being more comfortable throwing it in there when playing. So hopefully we can get to something that's a little more resembles something of a spica cast, which is your general fiberglass cast, which I hope to play in this weekend. But you know, we'll find out Sunday. I've been you know, trying to you know, push for that with the doctors and the medical staff, and it feels really good. And you know, as long as we get the okay, then hopefully I'll be in something similar to that.
Would that leave your fingers free, Clay?
Yes, I'll leave my fingers free, which means more sacks and more tackles.
Clay, seriously, how different would it be to have that functionality versus what you went through? Because you're clearly frustrated on something.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, you think you can play with a club, and that was my first time playing with a club, but there's something about it which it's kind of like a cat, you cut its whiskers off, you know, it just loses its balance. I've never done that before, but I've heard that's what happens. That's how I felt, you know, so you have to overcome that. So I'm hoping with my fingers back, I'll be like a feline who got his whiskers back, and then I'll, you know, be able to be more spry out there. So I do, to answer your question, I think it'll make, you know, a great difference, but I say that, you know, with a little hesitance just because of, you know, where we're at in the recovery process. And, you know, a normal recovery for this is you're getting the pins out at 6 weeks, and here we are, you know, my second game into playing with it. So will I be ahead of where I was last week? Absolutely. And I think that's the most important thing is that we, you know, we're progressing, moving forward, and that is what's happening. Yeah, nice shirt, sweatshirt, by the way. Right, yeah, well, you know, I try, you know, it's human nature to try and, you know, baby injuries that you have, and obviously I think that was clearly evident, but at the same time, when push comes to shove and there's a tackler, or excuse me, a runner in my face, or something which requires two hands, you know, you throw it in there and try and do the best you can. So, you know, I attempted, but, I mean, it was hard watching that film, but I think we'll, you know, move forward from that, and like I said, getting those fingers back and just overall moving forward with the injury.
As a team with all the injuries, have you adopted a wounded animal mentality? They say a wounded animal is always more dangerous. It may be hurt, but it's also angry.
Well, I think, you know, that's for, you know, other teams to, you know, however they perceive us right now. And obviously, we definitely have a few injuries, probably more so than you know, any other team out there. But it's really just a next man up, you know, mentality that we have here, and that's really the case. You know, we were out there with two outside linebackers today, so you know, we just have to make do and kind of weather the storm until our numbers get back and you know, hopefully, you know, get a few wins in the meantime.
But with the benefit of hindsight now, I mean, are you glad you did give it a go Sunday though with the club? And
well, I mean, I was going to be out there provided I was clear. I mean, as a competitor, you know, you want to be out there, and obviously I never want to be a hindrance on this defense, and I would never be out there if that was the case. Obviously, it didn't look pretty at times, but I felt for the most part, you know, I did my job, and, you know, I did what they asked from. It was obviously difficult, but, you know, you have to make do sometimes, and that's what, you know, this whole sport and why we're here is pushing through boundaries that you thought you couldn't. So, but, I mean, aside from playing, it's great to get the, you know, the reps back underneath your belt, seeing game situation, and also become more comfortable with an injury. As with any injury, it's always best to get back out there and get live reps.
Clay, you guys, this will be the fifth time seeing this Giants team in the last four seasons. Does it almost feel like not a division opponent, but what's the feeling when you see them?
I tell you what, we always feel like, or at least I feel like, you know, you know what they're going to bring to the table. But then it's about, you know, I think we've had blowout wins, we've had close wins, they've had blowout wins, and another blowout win. So, you know, you know what you're going to get, but the bottom line is you need to show up. So, we expect a good football team, like I had said on a, you know, Sunday postgame, is that they're improving right now, doing a good job, obviously running the ball well last week. So, you know, we got to do a good job of, you know, hopefully creating turnovers and stopping the run and giving the ball back to our offense. So, I mean, that goes a lot, you know, goes with each week, but they're definitely a much improved team, and they're on the upswing. On to the next week.
Against a team that turned over the ball a lot like the Giants have, how do you stay in what you're supposed to do, given the team hasn't been able to turn the ball over the way that you hoped to force turnovers like it has?
Well, we just have to, you know, continue to do everything that we do, which is, you know, get after the ball, obviously, you know, put pressure on the quarterback, force Eli to make some throws that he doesn't want to, and hopefully our DBs and linebackers, whoever's dropping into coverage, does a great job of, you know, getting in that ball lane. I mean, you've seen a few interceptions this year and turnovers from their team, so hopefully we can be the recipient of that, and we definitely need that. Obviously, we've been, you know, on the shortcoming of a few of those turnover margins, and we just went over a statistic today or yesterday in which, you know, the team that wins the turnover margin is most likely going to win the game. So hopefully that'll be the case this weekend. And obviously we need to do a better job of that on defense.